But before we do that, I can play one more song for you that'll fit the Bubbles in the Think Tank format and delight you all out there and see if somebody comes in by the time the song ends. Otherwise, we'll go to the Autotron. In the meantime, it's been a pleasure serving you all. Our lovely Belinda will be back next week, and you can wish her a happy birthday and happy anniversary for the show, too, at that time. Thank you all for your comments and everything else. Here we go for our last song officially on Bubbles in the Think Tank for this evening.
good boy. Let the wind fill your heart with light and joy. Sail away, my little boy.
Hi, everyone. I hope everyone's doing well. I'm trying to have a little bit of background music, but not too much. It's a constant struggle. But yeah, as I think I just said, that's too loud. Anyway, I hope everyone's doing well, as I think I've said three times now, but yeah, it's an important, it's on my mind. I want everyone to be doing well, so it's important. So I don't really have anything important to talk about, except I'm going to say right now before I forget, a fun fact, or two fun facts. One brought to you by Alyssa Arena, and another one brought to you by me. Fun fact number one from Alyssa: Nabisco stands for National Biscuit Corporation, which I did not know. It's a fun little thing. And then my fun fact, is that it could still be called Nabisco if it was National Biscuit Organization. So organization instead of corporation, because the C is still there from the biscuit. Anyway, two outrageously fun facts. I just wanted to say those before I forgot, because I forgot earlier tonight, and then I was just sitting there. I was like, oh, what was the fun fact? But finally happened. Also, while I'm in the mood of channeling Alyssa, I guess. That sounds weird. But anyway, I'll read a PSA, which, as Alyssa politely pointed out, I'm not quite as good as she is, but I'm trying my best. Very politely. She very politely pointed out. So numbers to think about. World wealth distribution. The world's eight richest billionaires. Yeah, I'm not good at this. Eight richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined, according to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos. These eight men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. So that's, I guess you can call that a fun fact. Oh, if you're hearing background noises, it's because I have scissors. And before you freak out about my safety, I'm well trained in scissors, but I'm cutting out pictures of magazines, because why not? And my sister was worried I wasn't going to be having a crazy night, but I showed her. I'm going to continue playing music, but I'm not going to spoil the theme quite yet, so I will get back to you once when the next thing does thing. Bye.
Oh,
Hi, everyone. Long time no talk, because I've been cutting pictures from magazines for a while. I kind of lost track of time. but that's good. I played a couple of log songs, so they did their thing. I guess I'll do like a quick recap. So I played Nico, and then Burial, and then Bjork, and then Talk Talk and Boredoms. I feel like it's a very kind of, not basic, but I don't know, kind of, it's a different vibe that I have tonight than other nights with, like, picking songs, because I wasn't necessarily looking for words or lyrics, I was looking for vibes, you know, because we're all about those vibes here on this show, and I need to get more in touch with my vibe sensing sensibilities. That was a little redundant. Oh yeah, I feel like I talked about in the past how I had to write essays, and I wrote those. So that's why I'm so eloquent now, is because I had an exercise in English. Speaking of exercise, can't wait to go to the gym tomorrow morning. I guess. I guess it's time that I... some of the things that I've been cutting out of magazines are MFA exhibits, and apparently an MFA exhibit opened up today. Like, or opens up today, as in Sunday. It's the Klimt and the other guy that I don't really know how to pronounce his name. Shield. My mom does not approve of his artwork, so be warned. It is parental advisory. But yeah, some of these drawings are like super cool. I'm just cutting them out. I don't really know what I'm going to do with them. One of them kind of reminds me of like a drawing that I feel like my sister would do. I feel like she did kind of a lot of these like paper doll type things. I don't really know what I'm talking about, but it kind of has this like very flat 2D vibe. No offense, Isabella. I know that's the vibe you're going for. But yeah, but it's really cool. I saw this color the other day, and I was like, oh my gosh, that reminds me just of a flamingo. Also, I don't know if you can hear, but I literally can't stop cutting pictures out of this magazine, so I don't know what's wrong with me. But yeah, I saw this color, and I was like, oh my gosh, that looks just like a flamingo. And I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't look like a flamingo. But I think what I was thinking of is my sister once drew this picture of a flamingo. I don't know why I remember this, but it was kind of that color, I think. It was, like, slightly more orangey. I could be totally wrong, but just the fact that I was thinking about that, I was like, what's happening? Who am I? And all those fun questions. Yeah, I suppose I'll talk about the theme now. It's been long enough. It's been enough of a tease. So, as I hinted at, it's more about vibes than lyrical content. And I know some people may be slightly surprised because this is not what I originally planned the night looking like. So I'm sorry if that was a backstabbing move. But yeah, I don't know. It was just speaking to me because, wow, I've been leading this up for so long. I'm doing like the vibes of different seasons and, you know, songs that remind me of certain times of the year. So that's kind of explains why these songs are more, I don't know, like songs that I listen to, I guess, as opposed to songs that I have in these playlists that, you know, I listen to, but not really their whole albums. And I don't know, these albums just give me very seasonal vibes. So first was winter, because that's currently what we're experiencing, and this is going chronologically. And then Nico's song is very like frosty and cold, and then it was Burial, and that song was pretty like mechanical, and all this stuff just kind of reminds me of like rainy England days. I mean, it reminds everyone of that. It's not like I'm being poetic at all, but yeah. And then comes like spring, which Bjork, Vespertine is the best spring album of all time. It could be considered a winter one, I suppose. But it just reminds me of, like, flowers coming out of the snow in, like, a slow motion Planet Earth way. It's so good. That's my recommendation for the day. And then, oh, another great thing. New Grass, which, again, just kind of like unfurling of the vines and whatnot. You know, just kind of very natural. It's kind of hard to differentiate between summer and spring, but I feel like those two are very springy. Because the first one's almost wintry, and then the next one's kind of leading to the summer. Because I really thought this out. And then I played that Boredom song, and it's just super energetic, and it has like bird sounds and whatnot. So that's all really cool stuff. And now I'm about to play my second summer song, The Ultimate. The song's actually kind of long. I might have to skip it. Let me do some math. I'm going to play a different song from the album, but pretend I played Future Days. Anyway, not that it matters either way, but here it is. Bye.
Shine of the shoes, hearing the trials of of the people there, who's to care if they lose? Take a look, you may see me on the ground. For I am the parasite of this town. Dancing a jig in the church with chimes, a sign of the times today. People tall, people all in dismay. Falling so far on a silver spoon, making the moon for fun. Changing a rope for a size too small, people all. Take a look, you may see me coming through. For I am the parasite who travels two by two. When I'm lifting the mask from a local clown and feeling down like him, and I'm seeing the light in a station bar, traveling far and thin. I'm sailing downstairs to the northern line, watching the shine of the shoes. I'm hearing the trials of the people there, who's to care if they lose? Take a look, you may see me. Take a look, you may see me in the dark. For I am the parasite who hangs from your skirt.
Still going.
Hi, everyone. I hope everyone had an eventful, like, 6 minutes or whatever since I last talked. This is James, and you're listening to 91.5 WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So those last two songs were both pretty fall-esque, I suppose. Very cozy. The last one, It's You, is like the best song ever. So that's a fun fact. And then before that was Hand Moon Shake. But originally I was going to play Future Days because that song's a banger. But it's also 9 minutes long. So you win some and you lose some. But anyway, I timed this pretty well, if I say so myself. The clock is running out. I might play one more, like, autumn song. Or maybe I'll play a winter song. No, I like autumn songs. Let me think. Oh, yeah. It's going to be kind of a long one, but I have plenty of pictures of elephants to cut out. So what's the rush? Anyway, I'll talk to everyone later. That sounded weird. Or not weird, but... See you next week. Okay, bye.
If I ventured in the slipstream between the viaducts of your dream, where mobile steel rims crack and the ditch in the back road stop, could you find me? Or would you kiss my eyes, laying you down, the silence easy to be born again, to be born again? From the far side of the ocean, put the wheels in motion, and I stand with my arms behind me, and I'm pushing out the door. Could you find me? Would you kiss my eyes, lay me down, in silence easy to be born again, to be born again.